Greetings, dear ladies. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, he steps away. How many things can we tell you, perhaps that you have not heard before, or that you're unaware of, regarding yourselves, perhaps, the ceremonies you're going through, perhaps, what you're learning, perhaps. But in all of these things, your learning is different from those who might tune in, for instance, to hear a channeling. For you're starting to concentrate on something that's unique. In this new energy, you begin a journey, and we call it a journey. It's not a journey of your soul, it's a journey of you. This expression, you, your name goes here. And the journey isn't exactly what you think. You have a lot of ceremony to get you from a certain place to a certain place. And in the ceremony, you celebrate things. You acknowledge things. You work with things. There's some repetition that you do. All of this to inform your subconscious what you're doing. You might say the ceremonies are much like tapping or any other process, only it's accelerated. That says, dear subconscious, we're going to do something different. And the subconscious truly is the key. There's programming, and there always has been, regarding who you think you are, what you think you can do, what you think you're going to learn, and what you think is next. Programming. And it's happened from birth. And all that you go through now is to then reprogram, to rewrite something that you think you are into something that you really are. You might say the programming is much like the artist who removes all of the stone in order to find out the sculpture that is inside and to see its beauty. You become a removalist if you want to think of it that way. But that's what I want to speak just briefly about right now. It's not really what you think. I think that you have been at this long enough now so we can describe with accuracy what you really might be doing that you're not aware of. Would it appear to you that you're going from A to B? Perhaps you are learning to approach something, and then perhaps you're learning to go into something, and all of that is a linear exercise of you, your humanism, moving from A to B. And that's not what's happening at all. I told you many times, dear ones, that you're born magnificent. Your magnificence includes a multi-dimensional essence. In other words, everything that you could ever be is what you're born with. And up to now, in an older energy, there hasn't been that much done with what you could be. Almost everything you're doing is try to become aware of who you are. And suddenly that shifts. And the training starts to shift. And you're asked to do things perhaps you were not really ready for. Are you really going to stand at the mouth of Gaia? Are you really going to do things and go places you didn't know about or this kind of thing? And the answer is yes and no. Here's what I want to tell you. This is all wrapped around something that is not linear. Your multidimensional selves. In you exists a shaman that is in another dimension. Truly, that's what we're looking at. And all of this that you are studying now is to go to that dimension that is already there with you in place, knowing what you know, and capturing it. You're not taking yourselves and going then into another place. That is what it seems to be, but that's not true. Instead, you stand simply in one place, you might think about it, and start removing all of the precepts and all the perceptions that you think you are as the dimensions start to then increase and you look upon yourselves and inside yourselves and go, oh my, it's already there. It's already there. In the exercise that we've been doing for a year in the circle of 12, it's already there. We take people on a trip across a bridge into a journey, into a theater, and all of these things and these meditations that we have done. All of that is a linear perception exercise to go inside and find what you already are. I tell you this for one reason. It's not that hard. If it is already there, dear ones, it's a matter of taking away what doesn't belong. Perhaps you ought to write that on your refrigerator. Ascension is the process of taking away things that don't belong to find what is already there. The shaman woman, the sha woman, however you want to say it, the ascended being is already there. The Lemurian is already there. It comes with the territory. It's inside you. It always has been. That's hard for so many of you to imagine. And that is the lesson today. That finding these things, going to these places, isn't going anywhere. Going within. Going is even the wrong word. It's discovery. Discovering what doesn't belong so you can slowly remove those parts and pieces, the aha experiences, to discover that majesty, that beauty, that splendor that is you with all of that knowledge that a Sha woman has. And that's where the teacher emerges. So in these things that you do, and you continue to do, look at it a little differently. Look at the perception a little differently. Because everything you're going to do, you can do sitting right in that chair, even as you listen to this. Think about it. That's your legacy. I've said that before. That's the perception of today. I've said that before. I'm crying in love with humanity. You're here for a reason. These things which you are doing right now, unique, never been done on the planet, because it's time now. And remember, you have help. Spirit is not in the dark on what you're trying to do right now and is ready for everything that you are ready for. And so it is.